It's now time for the Nick Tortoro I Breathe Baseball podcast. He breathes baseball. Seriously. Not air. Baseball.
Preeminent. A man is preeminent. This is a time for what? Individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team. Part of a team. Welcome to the show, I Breathe Baseball. This week, a very special guest from WFAN, from the New York Yankees, my old pal, Sweeney Murdy. How are you, Sweeney?
You're not gonna hit me over the head with a baseball bat now, are you?
No. I was rushing the speech, and I kind of jumped all my lines. But, I was working my way up to that part, but I leave that part out. It's a family show, Sweeney.
That's all. I hope so, man. I hope so.
Yeah, don't get nervous with me. I'm doing okay. I'm in town. I'm doing a crazy little independent movie called The Eyes. It's a psychological thriller. And then I'm preparing for this movie I was telling you about, Bless Me Father, that I've been developing and writing for years now, but I'm finally going to get it made. It's a coming-of-age story, a book that Mark Kriegel is a terrific writer.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, terrific writer who works for the NFL Network.
Well, when you want me to come audition for you, let me know.
Yes, okay? I might need a reporter, but I need a Jewish reporter. Are you Jewish?
No, I can play it. I can stretch. I know you can.
We'll find a spot for you. You know that. The love is there.
You got to be feeling a lot better than you did 24 hours ago.
Oh, my God. Last night I went to the movies. I just had to stay away. I went to see Straight Outta Compton. Nick is here. Say hello to Sweeney, Nick.
How are you, Sweeney?
Hey, Nick, how you doing, man? It's been a long time. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's all good. We gotta keep winning. Can't let the Blue Jays beat us.
Man.
I know. So I was in the movie theater, and I'm looking down at the phone, and I see it's 4-0. I go, oh, it looks good. 4-2. I see 6-2. Then I see 7-4, 7-5. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, please. Please. Then I see 8-6, and I'm like, well, listen, a win is a win. What the hell happened,
right.
Sweeney?
All
what happened?
It was a win. Didn't matter how it happened. All the Yankees needed to do yesterday was win the game and come into here with a little bit of momentum. Now, it helped that they scored a few runs. If they'd have won 1-0 or 2-1, you'd have taken it, obviously. But you'd have been a little worried, I think, about bats not being ready to go. You saw Ellsbury and Gardner both getting on base yesterday. You saw Stephen Drew doing it at the bottom of the order. You saw some power with him and McCann. Mm-hmm. I think you saw the seeds of what they hope is a little bit more of a run here than obviously what they were going through for the week before that. That was historically bad what they were doing for the previous week, and you just needed some good feelings going into this series, and I think they accomplished that yesterday.
I know. I agree, because winning is contagious, hitting is contagious. You're never as bad as you look, and you're never as good as you look. I mean, they scored 90,000 runs the week before, and then you always wonder, is that going to come back to bite me in the butt? Because, when you have those kind of binges, and sometimes you cool off, but they more than cooled off, right?
I'm going to quote the same movie to you again, where they say, a lot of things are half the battle. Losing is half the battle. Let's keep our mind on what is all of the battle, okay? There are a lot of things, a lot of elements here. The Yankees have been pitching well. They started hitting again yesterday. They just, all they need is 2 out of 3 here. The first one would help.
I know.
Because I think the Blue Jays are coming in here. They're obviously feeling really good about themselves. 11 wins in a row, sweep the Yankees last weekend. But I feel like they have pressure on them now for the first time. They've been doing the chasing, and not just this year, but the last several years.
Right.
they've had this look about them as a team that's going to do something, and they never quite lived up. Well, now here they are. They've put together an 11-game winning streak. They've passed the big bad Yankees. They're in first place. They have 3 sold-out games in their building. I think there's some pressure on them. So as long as the Yankees take 2 out of 3, I think they've stemmed the tide and have shown that the Blue Jays still have a ways to go, which obviously both teams do.
Yeah, and I think we need that first game tonight. I really do.
I think that's a big key. Sure. I mean, because obviously what I'm talking about has a lot more of an impact if you take the first game, especially against David Price. So. It's a big first game, but either way, if you walk out of here with 2 out of 3, you're going to feel good about yourself.
Yeah, beating David Price would help us a lot because that'll be a good confidence booster to the team, especially.
For sure.
Yeah, and
for
I think sure. You really have hit Price well.
He pitched really well against them last week, and the Yankees have been pitching well, so you hope that continues tonight. Remember this, they got swept last weekend, but they gave up only 10 runs in 3 games to the the biggest scoring team in baseball. And four of those came on one swing against Ivan Nova. So, I mean, they pitched really well against the Blue Jays. The results would have been a lot different, obviously, if they hadn't been shut out twice.
I know. And listen, I mean, their pitching has been very good. How did Eovaldi look last night?
Eovaldi was okay early on. It's just that he just didn't get far enough. You know, he didn't make it out of the sixth inning. When you had a pretty sizable lead, that's kind of what you wanted, was for him to get through the game and not have to use some of your best relievers coming in this big series. The feature is obviously three straight. You got a day game after a night game tomorrow. Used all your top relievers last night. So
yeah. Hey, Severino, Severino's looked good, huh?
He's looked really good. Yeah, two games so far. But you know, the thing I liked about him, he hasn't had any big innings against them. He hasn't had any explosive innings against them. He's held, you know, he's had some times where it could have gotten away from him, and it didn't. He holds him one run. The most impressive part to me, Nicky, was watching him in his debut against the Red Sox. He gives up this monster home run to David Ortiz, and how does he react to that? He retires six in a row after that.
You know? Right.
Think about it. This kid's 21 years old. He's from the Dominican. He's probably been looking up to David Ortiz since he was just a little kid, and he goes up there and gives up a mammoth home run to him. He's not quaking in his boots. He just sets down the next six in a row, no problem.
Yeah, he looks fearless out there. He looks fearless. I mean, I like his makeup and the fact that he's struggling in Cleveland the other night. He gives up one run. Then he's struggling. He looks like he's going to get bombed, and he gives up another one run inning. So staying away from the big innings. That was a tough loss, I got to tell you. That was a rough loss that night.
Well, they all are at this point of the year. When you're watching the team behind you, just can't seem to lose, and you can't even score a run to save your life, it looks like. Those games are all tough to lose. I mean, it's the worst stretch of the year coinciding with their best stretch of the year. And, I mean, that's why you're looking up again. But, listen, there's still almost 2 months to play here.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I'm not jumping off the building yet. But eight games.
You're as close as anyone I know.
Well, I'm always as close because I'm a pessimistic person. That's who I am.
Yes, you are.
You know,
yes,
I mean, I'm always thinking two, three, four, five moves ahead. What if this? What if that? I saw it happening. I saw it unfolding the last week. And I said, oh my God, my worst nightmare. They're gonna fall out of first place.
Sweeney, I told,
Nicky, be glad the players don't think like you do. They stay on an even keel. They wake up the next day, they're ready to go.
That's because I'm a fan. If I was in the dugout, I was managing this year in a little league team. You should see how positive I am when I'm managing.
Oh really?
You know, but as a fan,
Nick, is that true? Is he positive as a manager?
Well, see, like, I wasn't playing this year because I'm in high school, so he was coaching a bunch of, like, 13, 14-year-olds, and sometimes he'd try to be really positive, but then he'd have quarrels with his own players. But that's just him about baseball. But I told him, the Blue Jays right now are just a hot team on paper. They took a risk getting Troy Tulowitzki, who is known to get injuries. Let's say he gets injured, and they're only hot in August. September's the month where it really truly shows who are the real champions. I mean, the Giants were hot in September last year. They made it to the World Series. They won. You know, the Royals were hot in September. They made it to the World Series. It's teams that are hot when it's the right time. They're only hot right now.
Listen to that, man. That's a kid that got his brains and his looks from his mama right there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, I can't change who I am. I mean, but they're a streaky team, this Yankee team. They're a streaky team. I actually like them. But when you live and die with the home run like they do, that's the danger of a team that hits a lot of home runs. And Ellsbury and Garner both got cold at the same time. That's bad.
Yeah, that hurt.
That hurt.
But listen, these are the Bronx Bombers. You know.
I know.
They are. They've been this way for a long time.
Were you shocked they didn't make any moves in the offseason? I mean, in the trade deadline.
Say that again.
Were you shocked they didn't bring anybody in here in the trade deadline?
At the deadline, yeah, I was. I thought there'd always be something. They'd make some moves, but they've in essence made their moves by bringing up the guys they wouldn't trade. You know, they brought up Severino. They brought up Bird. I mean, the one thing now when you look back, like I thought Price would have been a difference maker for this team if they had gotten him. But the two-month rental is not Brian Cashman's strategy. If you look back,
I don't like
he does not really do the two-month pitching rental. The last time he really did that to this degree, trading prospects to get one, was Denny Nagel. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah, so and he wasn't that terrific.
That's not really his strategy. And you know, he has the idea of finally getting these guys, you know, good prospects in the system and being able to use them at the big league level rather than trying to trade them for a rental.
Yeah. No, it's good to see some kids. We got to see some kids. I mean, they got a veteran team. You got to develop some guys. What do you think about flipping Betances and Miller? You know, for some reason, I just, as great as Miller's been, he scares me. He's just scared. There's something crazy about him. And Betances,
you know, he's, I wouldn't do it because, I mean, one, he's only blown one save. It took him, yeah. it took him 110 games?
But it's not the amount of saves, Sweeney. I just feel there's something about Betances that I feel this comfort level. And when the Miller comes in, he's terrific. He just scares me. I don't know.
He's never really done it either, so it's really hard to,
I know.
To say that that's an answer. All I know is that you end up, it's not broke. Why are you trying to fix it? You know?
No, you're right. You're right. It's been working. I'll tell you who's been fantastic, and he gets no love, is that kid Shreve. That kid's got a poker face. I love him. He comes in high-pressure situations. I saw him in Anaheim. I've seen him in the 19-inning game that I stayed me in when Nick were there for all 19. And I'm like, who is this kid? And I'm like, he's just got no – I just love his demeanor. What a steal he's been.
Yeah, he's probably part of the trade that you didn't think was going to be the major piece because, you know, David Carpenter is –
Well, he was a bust.
The 7th-inning guy.
Yeah, he was a bust.
You know, He didn't do the job early on, and they lost faith in him pretty early.
Yeah, so did I.
Cut the cord right there, early June with him.
Right.
But Shreve has been a big part of it, no doubt, man. He's a quiet kid, so it took a while for you to notice him in spring training, but he got the job done.
Yeah.
All spring, he got the job done all season so far. I mean, yeah, you're right. He's got some gut. Even the other night, watch. You know, he took a ball off of his shoulder.
Yeah, he's got, like we say.
Go back to the dugout. You don't need.
I know. I'm telling you, I love this guy. I like his demeanor. You know when he comes in the game, he's fearless. Even when he's like behind in the count, 3-1, sometimes he'll get that second strike and he finds a way at him. I mean, most times he's been like. No one's really, everyone's talking about Betances and Miller. I'm like, don't forget about this guy, Shreve. He's dynamite. Yeah. Dynamite. But, you know, listen, you feel good about this weekend. 2 out of 3, huh, buddy?
2 out of 3, you'll feel good. If you get 2 out of 3, you'll feel pretty good. Like I said, they've been pitching well. You got Tanaka on Saturday. We've got Severino on Sunday. The Yankee bats woke up yesterday. You know they're going to at some point. And listen, I don't know if they're going to. You know, I don't know what they're going to do against Price. Obviously, he's been dealing, but I think you feel like that bad stretch is behind them. Even
right.
if they do get shut down for a day, it's not going to be another 7 days of agony for them.
Oh, thank you. Please, I need a good weekend, man. I need a good weekend. Where are you?
I've
you up
been
there,
wrong
buddy?
Before, Nikki. That's just what I think, but I've been wrong before.
So no, I know, but maybe I should just stay away. I'll go to the movies again. Check it out on the phone.
Yeah, no kidding.
Sweeney. Trade waivers, Utley.
Reyes is out there. Are you gonna do anything?
Do you think the Yankees got a shot at any of those guys?
I don't know if I mean Utley's certainly not the answer.
No.
Here's the thing. I keep coming back to. Okay, your second baseman's hitting 190, and you're second in the league in runs scored. I mean, offense is not your problem. Okay, don't worry about replacing Stephen Drew. I know it frustrates you to watch the guy hitting 190. I know it frustrates you when, if he leaves the guys on base or whatever, but he is not the problem, okay? Replacing him with a better hitter is not going to make this that much better a team. They need to pitch better. They've been pitching well, but they need to pitch a little bit deeper and help the bullpen a little bit.
They got to get some timely hits, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
I mean, listen, I don't think about – look at your record. Look at how many runs you've scored. And your second baseman's hitting 190, honestly. What difference does it make?
That's true.
He is not the problem.
He's not going to make or break. I agree with.
His
190 is not going to make or break us.
Yeah, it won't. I don't think it'll make or break us, but I think it's inexcusable that you're hitting 190 in the major leagues. I mean, I'm sorry.
If you got to look at it overall picture as a team and say, do you have something better to replace him with? That is better. I think they'll give Rob Refsmeter a shot again in September.
Oh, I think he should get a shot.
His defense has always been a question.
Yeah.
And this team is playing well defensively again, which it wasn't early in the year. I think it's hard to mess that up too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they just have to keep a good chemistry, but they got to hit more consistently because, you know, we can't have just flashes of hitting, getting 15 runs a game, and then we don't get one.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to control. You know, it's not like it's a water faucet where you can control.
Where are you, buddy? You up there in Toronto?
Say that again.
Are you up there in Toronto?
Yes, I'm in Toronto now. Hurry up, man. The roaming charges are killing me.
Bro. All right, buddy. I'm going to let you go. Thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it, pal.
You got it, Nicky. Good luck.
All right, my man. Stay in touch. That was Sweeney Murdy. Good guy. Good guy. I know him a long time. I know him a long time, Nick. But yeah. I think he's right. I think Stephen Drew is not the problem.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a lot of home runs. They do knock in a lot of runs. But then again, when you're in those situations where your team isn't hitting, you can't have a guy that's 190. At least if you're hitting 250, at least you have you predict to yourself there's a chance that he'll get a hit. But 190, that's barely two hits out of – that's not even two hits out of 10. Come on.
Well, you know, listen,
and you're in
like
the
he said, what's the answer? Do you got a better answer? I mean, if you bring Chase Utley in here, I mean –
A better answer to me would be Jose Reyes. He's a way better table setter.
I mean, it can't hurt. It couldn't hurt.
You bring in him, he table sets at the bottom of the lineup to bring up Ellsbury and Gardner and A-Rod.
I kind of like that idea. I kind of like, because Reyes, you know, he played in New York, got a lot of energy. Wouldn't that be kind of ironic, you know, the Blue Jays, who are now become our nemesis this year, dump Reyes, Yankees pick him up, maybe puts it right in the Blue Jays' face. I actually like that idea. That's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, and you keep Stephen Drew on the bench for
home run off the bench. I mean, he's got 15 home runs, which ain't bad for a guy hitting 190, 198, whatever it is.
Yeah, but home runs come by. They don't come by so often. If you're just good at hitting home runs, you're good at hitting home runs. But if you're good at doing everything, that's where your average shows. You know?
Well, this weekend is a big weekend. I mean, you know, they got to win. He's right. 2 out of 3 is very good. They're a half a game out, so. If they win tonight, they go up a half. If they lose one, then they go down a half. And if they win, they'll leave town up a half if they lose 2 out of 3.
Here's my prediction. They beat Price tonight, they sweep. They don't beat him, they'll get 2 out of 3.
You still think they'll get 2 out of 3?
Yeah. They're not.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just a hot team, I'm telling you.
They're going to cool off. What'd they win, 12, 13? I mean, they can't win every freaking game.
Nobody that goes that hot in August ever wins it all. You have to be the consistent teams are the ones that win the World Series.
Yeah, but I do think they're going to be in the playoff mix, I'll tell you. This time, I don't think they're gonna just fade away. Everybody's had all these high hopes, but now with Donaldson, now with Tulo, and with Price, I think they're either going to, they're going to be at the division or they're going to be the wild card team. I mean, the Yankees, I think they're going to be in the playoffs too. I don't see nobody in that other division. The Royals are running away with it. There's nobody other than Twins. I mean, the White Sox, they're all tanking. The Angels, I don't feel anything about them. Probably the Astros will hold on. I mean, maybe the Angels will make a push. But Yankees have got to make the playoffs. They can't miss the playoffs 3 years in a row. What about the Mets, man? The Mets are becoming a Cinderella team. Watch out for the Mets.
Yoenis Cespedes, it's the heat of that trade, brought the team together.
Love him. Yoenis Cespedes, my favorite name. My favorite Cubano. I love him. He looks great, number 52.
It was a great situation for him because he's put where he could become the superstar that the other teams hoped he would become, but he's always been in the shadows of someone else.
Hey, and picking up Uribe, he's a winner, that guy. Everybody he goes to. He was on the White Sox. The White Sox won in 05. He was on the Dodgers. He had big home runs for the Dodgers. The guy's a winner. They picked up Kelly Johnson. Not bad. This kid Conforto's been pretty good. I mean, the Mets are a good story. The Nationals are not something missing with that team. I don't know. The Nationals just we have a lot of talent, but it's just something not right about
injuries.
That team. Injuries, but I don't know. They haven't gelled all the way. And they have a lot of talent. They have probably, more talent than the Mets.
Well, so have the Dodgers. The Dodgers aren't a true gelled team.
No, but they've been hot and cold.
Yeah, because they have no bullpen.
The Pirates have been great. They've been great. Them and the Cubs, I mean, they could be two wild card teams right there, the way the Cubs are playing. And the Cardinals are running away, but I like the Pirates. You got to root for the Pirates.
Yeah,
Savelli.
Of course, Andrew McCutcheon, Savelli,
Alvarez. Marte, I mean, that's a good team, the Pirates. I mean, Pirates might be dangerous in the playoffs this year. They might finally learn how to win a playoff series. I'm sick of the Cardinals. I mean, Cardinals are great. probably the best organization in baseball, but you get tired of them. I think if you want to take a long shot, watch out for the Mets. I hate to say that, but something's going on there if they don't collapse in September. A lot of baseball to go. It was great having Sweeney. What else is on your mind?
Not really much. Just who's gonna stay hot, who's gonna get cold.
Who's hot, who's cold? We'll talk to you next week. Hopefully by then, I'll be back in first place, a game, a half a game up. Get off this suicide watch that I'm on. From Nick Dottoro and Nick Dottoro III, we'll catch you later, all right? We're out.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.